Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I chose this psalm that we read today for Linda and for those who grieve her loss. Of course, part of it was because of all the water references, and I knew her love of the water. But also, it's those words, God is our refuge and our strength. Linda was taken from us at too young of an age. And there is so much that Linda had in life. We remember her. We remember her career as a successful attorney. We remember the friend that she was to so many. And we remember her love of boating and being outdoors. And these are the gifts that Linda gave us. And these are the things that we are here to remember today. Of course, we also know that Linda suffered illness in the last few years of her life. But we can't let somebody's illness, their disease, define who they are as a person, because each one of us, we live our lives. And in each one of our lives, we have challenges and we have blessings. And there is one thing that defines every single one of you, every single person in this church. And that is that each and every one of you is a beloved child of God. Ultimately, that is the one thing that defines all of us. Life often hands us difficulties. It gives us illness, hardship, and trials. And it is in those times, like this time when we are grieving, it is in those times that are most difficult that God is very present with us. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in this time of trouble. And God is with us now as we grieve the loss of our sister, friend, family member. And while life seems difficult and hard to manage at times, sometimes life can seem hopeless. There is indeed nothing that we should fear because God is with us. The medieval English saint Julian of Norwich said that if there be anywhere on earth a lover of God who is always kept safe, I know nothing of it, for it was not shown to me. But this was shown, that in falling and rising again, we are always kept in that same precious love. We are always, no matter what is going in our life, kept in that precious love of God. And yet, in difficulties, it is so hard to see God. Because very often we want to put our challenges, our grief, our sadness in front of us. We want to put them blocking our view of God. I think it's very much, actually, as I look out in this church, I know that there are a few of you that are sitting behind columns here. And I'm sure that you guys are aware that there's something going on here, you just can't see it. And that's very often how it is with our view of God when we're in distress, when we're sad. We know that God is there intellectually. But those things, our sadness, the negativity, those are the things that we put in our vision between us and God. And still, God is here. God is ever present in these times of trouble. God is not angry with us when we don't see God. God does not get upset about it, but God is grieving with us. And God simply wants to comfort us. I think about, like, if you've ever gone up to a scared animal, and you've wanted to pet it. You want to give it, show it love. You want to show it comfort. And what does it do? It runs away. And that's how we are when we're grieving. Is God is trying to comfort us, and sometimes we want to run away. But when we try to understand it, when we try to understand God's love is truly overwhelming. I mean, I don't think we can even grasp how amazing God's love is. It's really so big that we cannot even begin to understand it. It's too big for us to see. And yet, it is always there, an ever-present help in times of trouble. And we remember in times of death that God is our comforter and our Savior. And God also gives us hope. We heard earlier the lesson from Isaiah, written 500 years before the time of Jesus, a time when the people of God were off in a distant land. They were not home. They were only had vague memories of their home, their land of Israel. And they were grieving their loss. And yet at the time of their grief, God gave them words of comfort. And God tells us through the prophet Isaiah, which spoke true then as much as it does to us today, that I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard, or the cry of distress. No more shall that sound of weeping be heard, or the cry of distress. There is a new creation. We are here remembering a life, but we remember that life is changed, not ended. We remember that today we are remembering this not just as a time of mourning, but a time of new life, of new creation, a time that we have the Easter candle out to remember the resurrection. This is a time that we remember that new creation, and we remember that God is the new creation. We began this service with the words, I am resurrection, and I am life. And so, we remember God. And where there is illness, God will make wholeness. Where there is sadness, God will make joy. And where there is death, God will make new life. And so, we look for this new life, this new creation that is promised to us in Scripture. And we look to the reading from Revelation, a very common reading for funerals. And certainly, when this was written, they must have been thinking of the reading from Isaiah because you can hear reflections of it. Even though this was almost over 100 years after Jesus, 600 or 700 years after Isaiah, those same reflections, the same words get repeated over. The one who was seated on the throne said, I am making all things new. And then he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of water of life. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God. And they will be my children. We will be the children of God. We are the children of God. And as people of faith, people who love God, we know that our hope is in Christ. And because we have faith, we know that Linda is in the loving arms of her Savior. And because we have faith, we know that we too are children of God and inheritors of that promise. And so we should not fear We should not fear anything. But we should have hope, because God takes care of his children. God comforts us when we suffer from illness and grief. God picks us up when we fall. And God gives us new life when there is death. Amen.